Cheerful viewers, hello and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we're joined by guest chef Sharon Valencik, the author of Sweet Utopia, Simple Stunning Vegan Desserts. Sharon shares with us her specialty and personal favorite, the best ever creamy cherry vegan cheesecake.
Welcome to Supreme Master TV, Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. And today I have Sharon Valencik with me. She's in New Jersey and she's a vegan cook.
So today we're going to start making the best ever cherry cheesecake. And first thing we're going to do is to make the crust. Mm-hmm. So we've got a sleeve of graham crackers. If you don't have a sleeve, if you want to use crumbs, you can use a cup and a half of graham cracker crumbs. I'm going to give them a quick whirl in the food processor. And then we're going to put in a third cup of vegetable oil. I'm using canola oil. Mm-hmm. Tablespoon of water. A tablespoon of sugar. And when we make vegan desserts, we like to use a vegan sugar, which is less processed, because typical white sugar is processed with bone char. It's a remain from factory farming.
Right.
So we want to use a sugar that says organic. It's less processed, but it's still an equivalent to regular sugar in a recipe. Most people don't know that a white sugar isn't vegan.
Right.
I'm going to give it a quick whirl, another whirl. Make sure all the big pieces are chopped up. Do you want to oil and flour the pan?
I'd love to.
It's a 9-inch springform pan. Just give it a spritz. You can, if you hold the can up straight like that, then you can do it sideways, and that'll come out nice and easy. There it is.
There we go. Thank you.
And then just grab some flour. And just flour it so that the cheesecake comes out nice and easy. We're just going to go like that,
mm-hmm.
and just get this flour moving around. Any excess goes right to the sink.
Nice.
And so let's get our crust mixture into the pan. Now, the vegan cheesecake, I think, is the last frontier of vegan cooking and vegan sweets, because people don't realize that you can make a vegan cheesecake.
Yeah.
You know, what's a cheesecake without cheese?
And eggs.
And eggs, exactly. So when I tell a non-vegan that I'm going to make a cheesecake, they usually look at me like I'm nuts. But when they taste it, especially this one,
right,
they love it, because this is so moist and creamy and delicious.
Oh, my goodness.
You'll taste it. Mm-hmm. So we're going to press the crust, mm-hmm. into the pan.
Okay.
Now, I like to have the crust mostly on the bottom. I put in a little bit of a ridge, maybe about an inch. Some people like to have a crust all around. Mm-hmm. I don't prefer it that way.
Right.
If you want to, you can certainly do that. So we just want to make sure it's spread evenly, pat it down.
Mm-hmm. It already smells good.
Yeah. And we're going to bake this at 350 for 10 minutes. So pop that right in the oven. And then we're going to rinse off our materials and
we'll be right
make the
back
filling.
With you. Yes, with the filling.
So the crust is baked for 10 minutes. We're going to just pop it out of the oven. Let it cool down for a little while. So the first thing we need to do is take this soy cream cheese,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to put 4 of them into the food processor or blender.
Okay.
Now, this cream cheese, you can get it in a lot of different places now. They're selling this at supermarkets, your regular supermarket. Sometimes it'll be in the cream cheese section. Sometimes you'll find it in the kosher section,
mm-hmm.
or the health food section.
So tofu-y brand,
yeah.
Better than cream cheese.
If you find another brand, that's fine. You know, I've had people in Australia have success with different brands
right.
that have made these recipes. So, Okay, so let's scoop out. Let's each do two. Okay. And just scoop them out into the food processor. And if you have another brand, this container is 8 ounces in size.
So 32-ounce total.
Yep, 32 ounces of cream cheese. You know, I really love vegan cream cheeses. That's one of my specialties. And my book, Sweet Utopia, has a whole section, a whole chapter on cheesecakes.
Yes, we have a mention about your book, Sweet Utopia. What is it going to be about?
Well, it's Sweet Utopia, Simply Stunning Vegan Desserts, mm-hmm. and it's an entire book dedicated to desserts that happen to be vegan.
Oh, wow.
But you wouldn't know it by tasting them because they're just good desserts.
Right.
They just happen to not use dairy or eggs or gelatin mm-hmm. or any other animal products.
Vegan paradise.
It is vegan paradise, and it was a lot of fun working on it. It's been so many years in the works, and you know, my philosophy is you need to eat dessert, and just because you're vegan doesn't mean you shouldn't eat dessert.
More nutritious dessert and taste great.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. You know, there's no cholesterol in any of the recipes, and becoming a vegan, I realized that I wasn't able to find good vegan desserts, so I needed to create my own. And I created my own techniques for creating desserts and creating tastes that are similar to traditional desserts.
Right,
things
right.
that people are used to, but they're vegan equivalents.
Right, right. Oh, wow.
This is like a New York cheesecake.
Oh, wow. New York cheesecake.
Yeah. This is like a classic, original cheesecake. And it's hard to say no to it. It really is.
It was not.
So we'll put in a cup of sugar,
mm-hmm.
just a regular vegan sugar. We're going to put in a quarter cup of freshly squeezed lemon juice.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have 2 tablespoons of finely grated lemon peel, which is lemon zest.
Okay.
And I used a microplane grater to grate it. So I have in here the zest of 2 lemons, about 2 tablespoons of the lemon peel. And here I have 2 teaspoons of cornstarch. Now, if you're not interested in using cornstarch, you can use kudzu root. The powdered kudzu root, you can use arrowroot.
Okay.
So whatever thickener you like, you can use. Oh, and we also want to put in 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract.
Right.
Use the good stuff. Use the pure. Don't use the artificial.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's worth the extra few dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to give it the filling a quick whirl and make it nice and creamy. Now, since there is so much cream cheese in here, we're going to just break up any chunks that you find and scrape down the sides a little bit.
Wow, I can see it's already pretty creamy.
Yeah, this is so heavenly. I have 1 cheesecake that I don't even bake.
Oh, a no-bake cheesecake.
I have a no-bake cheesecake. I have all kinds of I do a lot of experiments. I've got cheesecake bars. I've got cheesecake cupcakes. So we want to blend it a little bit more, but not over-blend it, because you don't want too many air bubbles getting into it.
Oh, I see.
So no more than a minute total.
All right.
So let's see how creamy. It looks pretty creamy, right? So let's get this into our crust. We're going to just pour the filling right into the crust.
How
I became a vegetarian when I was a preteen, just out of my own initiative, because mm-hmm. I didn't want to see animals suffering, and right. I found, I just made the connection on my own.
Right.
So, but the hardest transition for me to make when giving up more and more animal products was the desserts.
Yes.
So I was transitioning to veganism for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
I became a complete vegan in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But really coming up with my own dessert recipes helped facilitate me to become completely vegan. So I have been a vegan for a while.
Right.
And I have not suffered or denied myself. And one of the main audiences that I'm interested in for my books is non-vegans, so that they can see this is just good food.
Right, right. Good food.
And if it tastes good,
great.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's a great step towards veganism. So we're going to put this into the oven for 55 minutes. Again, on 350.
Sharon has shown us the process of making the best ever creamy cherry cheesecake, and now we have it in front of us.
Yep, it's baked 55 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It has cooled. It has been in the refrigerator overnight, loosely covered, which is the way you want to do it.
Okay.
Because these taste so good the next day. You don't want to serve it without it being completely chilled.
Chilled, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So after that, all we need to do is get a can of cherry pie filling and just pour it on top for a really sensational dessert. And the combination of flavors is just delicious. Divine.
World.
It really is. So there it is. So let's dig in. That looks good. That looks good. Hey, everybody. Tell me how it is.
Sharon, this is so good. You have to try this recipe.
Okay, we'll leave you alone with the cake for a while.
This is just fantastic. Divine. And it doesn't have the heaviness to it that most cheesecake would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you won't feel the sticking in your stomach after. You'll feel full, but you'll feel light because,
right.
And you won't have any of the heart clogging cholesterol. It's all good stuff.
Thank you, Sharon, for sharing with us the marvelous recipe being called the best ever creamy cherry cheesecake.
We are grateful for creative and compassionate vegan chefs like Sharon Valencik for making sweeter the memorable morsels of life. We applaud the release of her vegan cookbook, Sweet Utopia, and look forward to her upcoming World Utopia. Please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May sunshine and smiles uplift and fill your days with delight. For more information about Chef Sharon Valencik's books and yummy vegan recipes, please visit www.sweetutopia.com. You can also purchase her book, Sweet Utopia, Simple Stunning Vegan Desserts, at www.amazon.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.